Acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says Hamas is not a strategic threat to Israel. The statement was a signal that Israel will continue to put economic, but not military, pressure on Hamas. Mr. Olmert told the Parliamentary Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee that with Hamas at the helm, the Palestinian Authority is contaminated with terror. Officials at the closed-door meeting quoted Mr. Olmert as saying that Israel will not transfer any more money to the Palestinian Authority. That amounts to about $50 million a month in tax revenues collected by Israel on behalf of the Palestinians. The United States and Europe were also threatening to cut nearly $1 billion a year in aid to the Palestinian Authority on grounds that Hamas is a terrorist organization seeking the destruction of Israel. But Hamas has found a new donor. Iran pledged to support the Palestinian Authority following meetings in Tehran with Hamas leader Khaled Mashal. Israeli spokesman Avi Posner says Iran is seeking nuclear weapons, and therefore, he says, its alliance with Hamas is an axis of evil.
With Iran now you have both danger of classical terrorism, of nuclear terrorism, and a state who by itself has a terroristic policy. And this is a new threat, and this is a threat which is dangerous to everybody.
Despite its strengthening ties with Iran, Hamas is also reaching out to Palestinian moderates. It held a round of talks with the defeated Fatah party to discuss a possible partnership in the new Palestinian government. Hamas wants an alliance with Fatah, which signed previous peace agreements with Israel. That could help a Hamas-led government win international recognition. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.